Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I'm your host, Hannah Elise. I'm so excited to record today. I don't know. I woke up in a fantastic mood. That's a Harry Styles reference. If you got it, if you know, you know. I woke up in a fantastic mood. I actually almost know for a fact that my good mood is partly because of what I did with my room a few days ago, because my living space directly impacts my mental health so hard. It has more of an effect on it than I even realize sometimes. But last week I decluttered and also reorganized so many things in my room, specifically just my room, not my whole apartment. I made a whole YouTube video on this, so if you want to see the whole thing, I think it's very satisfying. I felt satisfied while editing it. My favorite thing that I did was my makeup drawer. Since I've had these Alex drawers, and that's what I've been storing my makeup in, I have literally just thrown all of my makeup products into the top drawer, and it's been a clusterfuck, a jumbled mess of things. And I don't know why it took me so long to do this, but I finally bought some organizers and I organized it and I put things with other products like them, and it just looks so beautiful. It also helps that the organizers I bought are pink. You just have to go watch the video if you haven't seen it already. It's on my YouTube channel, Hannah Elise. I love that video and I love doing a good organizing, cleaning, decluttering video. People love to see them. I love to make them and I love doing them in my life because it makes me feel so good. Organizing, cleaning, decluttering, like just getting rid of stuff and putting things in order, genuinely makes me feel so good. And I feel like that has to be partly why I'm in a fantastic mood, because I've been waking up the past couple of days in a bedroom that is tidy. There's nothing on the floor. I every night have been picking stuff up and putting things away and back in their places so that when I wake up the next morning, I will have a fresh, clean space, and it just motivates me so much. So if you need a sign or needed a sign to do that, to declutter, organize, clean your space, this is your sign. Do it. And every night, once you've cleaned it, put shit away so that you can wake up with a clean slate. And that is how essentially you prevent clutter from happening, because if you're picking things up as you go, there's no opportunity for things to get cluttered and pile up, which is always my problem, because I'm like, well, fuck, I'll just do it tomorrow. I'll get to it later. But it snowballs. But I have been being diligent about picking stuff up, putting stuff away at night the past few days since I have cleaned the place. And I swear it is making me feel so good. It has now been 1 week that I've had a roommate. My brother moved in. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, my brother moved in with me for a couple months of the summer because he has an internship here. And so he moved in last week. All last week, he was remote. Like, it was a whole remote first week of his internship. It was almost like syllabus week if you are or have been in college, except even more than syllabus week. Like, syllabus week, people just said the whole week. It was like syllabus one day and then you like got into it, but they were doing like intro orientation shit the entire week. So it was a bit challenging to navigate him being here and working from home in my apartment, me being here working from home in my apartment. Obviously, a lot of my job includes recording and filming things. I obviously had to film a video and I had other things to film and I recorded a podcast, and it was difficult because sometimes he would be put in Zoom meetings or breakout rooms and he would just have to start talking, and I didn't want, obviously I can move my schedule around his, but it was just difficult to get used to because I've been living alone and just kind of doing my own thing for the past almost 2 years, and I am I love my space person. And I think that's also what prompted me majorly to clean my room and reorganize it and declutter it, because I went from having my whole apartment to myself completely to basically the only space that I have to myself is my bedroom. And my apartment is very small to begin with. So it's essentially been cut in half, which has been difficult for me. But I know that I have perspective on it and I know that it's important and I need to look at it from the angle that I get to spend time with my brother, and we're probably going to grow a lot closer during this because we're going to be living together. And I just get to, he gets to live in New York City and kind of experience it with me. So I know that that's really important, and it's important for him to have this internship and all that. So I'm fine, but it's definitely been an adjustment and it's been difficult. And I've not going to lie, I've had anxiety just because I'm not used to having another person in my space for a prolonged period of time. And it's literally only been a week, but he went into the office today. So now I have the place, obviously, so that I can record. That's really all I've got in terms of catch-up, housekeeping items. Let's get into the topic of today's episode. I'm really excited to talk about this and talk to you about this because from the minute I saw this for the first time, I have had it in the back of my mind in pretty much every situation. And as soon as it's almost like a mindset shift or a different perspective. And every time that I utilize it, I genuinely feel my perspective and my mindset. I feel my perspective and my mindset physically shift. Not physically, but I feel a shift in it. And it is so important. You may have seen it before. You may have heard it before. I didn't come up with it, but I first saw it on TikTok. Okay. Every time I say that, I'm like, I don't want to be that person that's like, oh, everything that I know or see at this point is from TikTok. But sometimes I get really good videos on there and I get insightful perspective type videos, which I really, really appreciate. And this was one of them. I saw this TikTok from Mel Robbins, who she also has a podcast, which she should because she is very smart. She has a lot of great perspective. And I think everyone could benefit from listening to her talk. Her podcast is called The Mel Robbins Podcast. So you could check that out. She made an episode about this specific thing. And then also, or maybe she made the TikTok first or she made the episode second. I don't know. Did the chicken come before the egg? I'm not sure. But she made a TikTok about this. And there's also a podcast episode about this. So I will link the podcast episode about this topic, her episode, down below if you want to hear it straight from her. I'm pretty much just going to be regurgitating what this means and also just what it means to me. But I didn't come up with this, so I wanted to give credit where credit is due. This thing that she talked about that I saw on TikTok was about something that she called the let them theory. And the podcast episode that she made about it is called The Let Them Theory, a life-changing mindset hack that 15 million people can't stop talking about. So now I feel like the TikTok did come first because it got, I think, 15 million views. And for good reason. I saw this TikTok and I listened to what she had to say. And I was like, wait a damn minute. Wait a damn minute. You are so right, bestie. It's so crazy because something like this, it's not a brand new, like no one's ever thought of this type of thing. But it's something that I hadn't thought of in this way before. So the let them theory, or the let them mindset, as I have been calling it for myself, essentially means when somebody does something, whether it's to you or whatever, like somebody does something, let them. Let me explain. Let me give you a few examples. I wrote some things down. If someone is being mean, let them. If your friends are hanging out without you, let them. If someone is talking shit about you, let them. If you feel like people think a certain way about you, let them. This one have discretion with, because there is a time and a place to step in. And honestly, there's a time and a place to step in with anything, but it's not all of the time. And I feel like that's what this mindset is talking about. If there's a need for you to step in and say something, you should. Like, don't completely let people walk all over you. But so much of the time, it's never that fucking deep. And you can just let them. Let me continue with my examples. If your ex has a new girlfriend, let them. If your friends make new friends, let them. If people are happy doing whatever it is they're doing, even if you don't understand it or you don't like it, let them. If someone wants to take a different path than you, let them, okay? You guys get the point. You may be saying to yourself, like, this isn't revolutionary, just letting people do things. But for someone like me, who overthinks so much, or just feels personally slighted by things, or feels like I need to defend myself or say something, this is an absolute game changer. This alleviates so much from yourself. When I'm in a situation where I feel myself getting upset about something, let's just pick an example. So say that a bunch of my friends are hanging out together and I wasn't included. Typically, that would make me upset and I would start to overthink the whole thing and I'd be like, oh my God, they hate me. Or, well, it's usually just that. It's usually just they hate me. They don't want me around. I'm not important enough. They didn't think of me because they don't really care. So I go down rabbit holes with these thoughts. And I take so much personally, and I take a lot of things as personal digs at myself, when even if it wasn't intended to be that, because I mean, I don't know what the intention was, because I'm not them and I can't read anyone's mind and no one can. But typically, I will get so riled up about stuff. And in this example, I would get like angry and I'd get sad and I would, you know, tell my mom about it, or I would just talk about it and mull over it in my head and let myself spend energy thinking about it, when all I really can do is let them. And all I really should do is let them. When I'm going down a spiral of just overthinking something and picking it apart completely and taking things super personally, if I remember to tell myself to let them, it's almost like all of that noise just stops. And this is something I've noticed in my life since I saw this TikTok. Whenever something happens and I remember this concept of just let them, and I tell myself that, I feel a shift inside of me, because it just stops the conversation in my head. So-and-so made plans without me. So-and-so, whatever. Let them. I think this is so important to hear and to remember. And that's why I wanted to tell this to you. I feel like this is something that everybody needs to hear. It applies to so many situations. And it's just a really important mindset shift. I have a few reasons why I think this is so important, so let's get into them. Number one, it acknowledges that you cannot control other people. Which, like, duh. We know that. I've talked about that before on this podcast. The only person that you can ever control or ever count on 100% of the time, because it's the only person you can control, is yourself. But it is easy to get carried away with a thought or to overthink something someone else did or said, take things personally, pick it apart, it's easy to get sucked down that downward spiral of thinking. It's almost like you're getting caught in a riptide of thought. And what the let them mindset does is it acknowledges you can't control other people. And piggybacking off of that, what it also does is it accepts that. It's essentially saying people are going to be themselves. People are going to do what they want to do. And most of the time, 99% of the time, that has nothing to do with you. There is absolutely nothing that you can do to control other people. If you sit and think about why somebody did something, you're wasting your energy. You're wasting your time. Because first of all, there's nothing you can do about it. Second of all, who fucking cares? That's besides the point. That's a different conversation. When you let people do stuff, someone's being mean, let them be mean. But I don't want them to be mean. I feel, insert emotion about them being mean. Okay, but you can't stop someone from being mean if they want to be mean. You can't stop someone from hanging out with all your friends without you. You can't stop someone from leaving you out of something. You can't stop someone from talking shit. So taking your time to think about it for any more than 5 seconds is a waste of your time. The next reason I think that this mindset is so important is something that I mentioned, but it shuts down the internal dialogue that can happen and always happens for me, as I've said, when someone else does something that bothers you and you start dissecting and overthinking every single aspect of it. I will pick it apart to death and then overthink every individual part. But when I remember that I can just simply let them, it completely shuts that down. It's like, yeah, you're right. You make a great point. That's it. There's no need for any further discussion internally. Once you have reminded yourself of that, the next reason I think this is so important, number 4, is it takes the feeling of responsibility off of your shoulders. Now, we've already established that we can't control other people, but sometimes I still feel a weird sense of responsibility for how other people act, especially if it has to do with me. If somebody is talking shit about me, I sometimes feel responsible for that because I'm like, well, why? What did I do to them? Or what did I say? Or what did I insert whatever here? What did I do that prompted this? Same with if you get left out of something, like, what did I do that was wrong or that led us here? And I can feel responsible for that, even though it's not my decision, it was somebody else's decision, but I can still feel like something I did could have been responsible for it. When you remind yourself to let them, it takes the feeling of responsibility off of your shoulders because it acknowledges you can't control other people, because it accepts that. It reminds you that you are not responsible for other people. You're responsible for yourself. And if you feel like there's something you did, that's one thing. But how someone else responds to that or what they do is out of your control, and that's their responsibility. It's not your job also to please everybody or to change people's minds about you. That's kind of what I was getting at with the, if someone's being mean, if someone's talking shit, if someone you think someone feels a certain way about you or has this narrative of you and they're just sticking with it, let them. If you spend your time or your energy wanting to or trying to change people's minds about you or please everybody, it's not gonna work. It's impossible. First of all, not everyone's gonna like you. That's just the facts. You could be the nicest person. You could be the juiciest peach in the patch or whatever the fuck the saying is. And there's still going to be somebody that doesn't like peaches. Okay? You're not for everyone. And that is okay. We aren't meant to be for everybody. We aren't meant to please everybody. We can't see completely eye to eye with every single other human being on the planet because there's 7 billion of us. It's just not possible. So to even aim to please everyone is basically setting yourself up for failure because it's not possible. Also, whether someone else likes you or not is their decision. And as we've already said 100 times, we can't control them. We can't control what people think or say or do. So we shouldn't feel responsible for what they think or say or do either. Next, number 5. It reminds you that things are gonna play out how they are meant to, for everyone, including yourself. You do not need to step in. Maybe sometimes you do. I'd say like maybe 1% of the time, or even less than that, you need to step in. You know, you'll know when you need to step in and when you need to defend yourself or defend somebody else or tell somebody that what they're doing is wrong. I mean, there are obviously times where that is necessary, but I'm talking about the majority of things that are truly trivial that we give energy to anyway. That's what I'm talking about here. Not something that's actually a huge issue and needs to be addressed. Things are going to play out how they are meant to. You do not have to step in. Save your energy and focus on what you can control, which is yourself. What other people do is their truth. It's their path, which is completely theirs. This one's kind of difficult because, as I said, there are times where stepping in to help somebody or to help them realize they're going down the wrong path or to give them a new perspective is a good thing to do. But again, that's just not, those aren't the things I'm talking about. I'm talking about trivial things. If someone's doing something that's really not that deep in the grand scheme of life, if someone's talking shit about you, that's not that fucking serious. Like, you don't have to step in there because things are going to play out how they're meant to. If that person wants to be mean, they're going to be mean. And their path will play out how it's meant to, taking into account all of those things that they're doing and decisions they're making. And same with your own. I've been talking about this from such a negative standpoint because I feel like I think about this in a lot of negative situations. Like if I'm getting upset about something that I feel saddened by or angered by, I'll remind myself to let them. But this also applies when people are doing well or when people are just doing their thing. And maybe you don't understand it. Maybe it's not what you would do, but let them. It's not your fucking job to tell someone that you don't agree with their career path. It's not your place. You don't need to step in. That's their life. They are going to make their decisions and do what is best for them, do what makes them happy. And first of all, that's none of your fucking business. Second of all, it shouldn't be any of your concern. You should be putting your energy towards what you are enjoying like they are. I said in my examples, if people are happy doing what they're doing, let them be happy. Let them do that. If someone wants to take a different path than you, let them. If your friends make new friends, let them. You don't need to understand everything. You don't need to know everything. Things are going to play out how they are meant to for everybody. Every single decision that we all make every day shifts our path, our future path, in tiny ways. It's crazy to think about it that way, but our future path is just ever shifting, just the slightest bit. If we wake up an hour earlier or later than we were anticipating, our future path shifts a tiny bit. There are tiny shifts happening all the time for each of us. So keeping that in mind, and also keeping in mind to just let them, things are going to play out how they're meant to. Next, this mindset shows you who and what actually matters in your life. And even if by letting people, you see that maybe you weren't as important to someone as you thought you were, or someone else actually doesn't like you if you thought they did. That might suck to realize that when you just let people, but would you rather spend your time and energy trying to almost fabricate a different reality by trying to control the situation so much that you want it to be impossible for them to treat you like that? Or would you rather just let shit play out, let people be themselves and do what they want, and let that show you the truth? Personally, the second option seems a lot more appealing to me because I don't want, first of all, people in my life that don't fuck with me. I don't want people in my life or things in my life that aren't meant for me. And I would rather not put energy in to almost prolong the inevitable of this is not going to work out because this person or this thing is not meant for you. Things are going to play out. Going back to the last one, things are going to play out how they are meant to, including this, including everything. When you let them, it shows you who and what are actually for you, and who and what should actually matter in your life, and who and what you should be putting your energy into. And it's not going to be everybody, and it's not going to be everything, and that is okay. We're not for everyone, and not everyone is for you, and not everyone or everything is for you in the way that you may think that it is, or the way you want it to be. There can be a difference sometimes between how you want things to be and how they really are. And by reminding yourself to let them, it will show you what the truth is. When I saw this TikTok, I, of course, went to the comments because I feel like I just like go to the comments with every video that I see. I love reading the discourse about things, what people think of things. And a lot of people were commenting that this mindset, and when you let people do things or you just let them, it can be really lonely. It can show you that people maybe don't fuck with you as much as you thought they did, or something really isn't for you when you thought it was. And it can honestly weed people out of your life that you thought were going to be in your life for longer. And that can be lonely because it could leave you feeling like you don't have anyone solid when you let people be themselves. But in the end, it allows you to let go of things and people who aren't right for you, and that frees up space for those who are. You cannot have everything you are meant to have and all the good things and all the good people if you're holding on to people and things that are not for you, because they are taking up space in your life, and there's no space for the people who actually are for you. So on one hand, it can be really lonely, and it can be jarring, eye-opening, shocking when you let people do what they want and be who they are, and it's not who you thought they were, and it's not maybe what you would have done for them, and maybe there's a disconnect there. That can really suck. And it can be super lonely because it can effectively weed out people in your life and whittle down your circle. But in the long run, and looking at the big picture, it had to happen. When you hold on to people and things that aren't right for you, they are taking up space in your life that could be utilized by people who actually are right for you. And it's better this kind of sucks to say, and it's easier said than done, but it's better you know that now than further down the line. It's a means to an end, I guess. It can suck while it's happening, but then when you actually get the people and the things in your life that are for you and that are good for you and you are good for each other, you'll see why it had to happen. Because that space was being taken up and it had to be freed up in order for the right things to come. And then finally, this mindset, it's a practical way to combat jealousy. I would be a big fat liar if I said that I never get jealous. I feel like jealousy is such a human thing. Now, the difference is if you act on it or not, or let it consume you or not, but I feel like jealousy is so human. It's so normal to see something someone else is doing and be like, damn, I wish I could do that. I'm jealous of them for getting this experience. It's very normal. And I feel like we all have those thoughts. And there are times like that for everybody. But when you remind yourself to let them, it puts things in a perspective in a way that let people have good experiences. Somebody else's success or enjoyment of life does not take away from your own. Jealousy is natural, it's human, but you don't have to act on it. You don't have to ruminate over it. You can simply let people have their thing. Even if it kind of pisses you off that they get it and you don't, or whatever, for whatever reason, let them. Let them have it. There's nothing you can do. If you try to step in and make it not as enjoyable for them or take away their joy, it's just going to make you look bad, first of all. It's going to make you feel bad, probably, because why are you doing that? Let people succeed. Let people have fun. Let people have experiences that maybe you don't have or you can't have right now or you don't get to have. Let people. It's making you jealous, but it really has no effect on you. It has nothing to do with you. Anyway, this mindset can be hard to do, especially for people who love control and get anxiety when they feel like they have lost control or that they don't have control. But I think it's just super important to remember that we don't have control of, there's so many things we don't have control of. The only person we have control of is ourselves. So we don't have control anyway. What's the point of even trying to have control when the reality is that we don't? We can control ourselves. We can control how we act. We can control how we react to other people, but we can't control other people. And that can be hard because I know it's hard for me. Sometimes I'm like, I wish I could just make everything perfect and peaceful and not have any conflict, or I wish I could influence or stop this person from doing this, but you can't. I can't. Oh my God. My dude. No, like this whole thing is just a series of unfortunate sounds. The drilling into the sidewalk is what's doing it for me right now. I guess I should follow my own advice and shut up and let them do their road work and jackhammering into the concrete. But it is annoying. Anyway, you can let people do things that are annoying. Just because you're letting people do things doesn't mean they're not going to be still annoying. But at the end of the day, in conclusion, the bottom line is that it's really important to remember this and to have this tool, if you will, in the back of your mind. Let them. When you shift your mindset to let them and have that be your response to things, it is going to change your life. It is going to shift everything for you. It's going to alleviate so much weight or responsibility that you may be putting on yourself to make everything work out in your favor. Because the truth is that it's, you can't control everything, and sometimes you just have to let them. You don't have to get worked up. You don't have to get upset. You don't have to overthink it. Just let them. They're going to be who they want to be. They're going to do what they want to do. Everything is going to play out how it is meant to, and you're going to save yourself a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of heartache in a lot of cases if you just simply let them. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. And also thank you to Mel Robbins for making this TikTok. And I just realized how closely TikTok and TED Talk sound. Anyway, I will put the link to Mel Robbins' podcast episode about this in the show notes. You should definitely go listen to it if you want a more thorough, I guess, explanation, conversation about it from her. I just think that this is so valuable, and I wanted to tell all of you about this because I feel like everyone needs to hear it. We all honestly need to hear this in one way or another. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that you learned something or you walk out of this with a new, different perspective, a new tool to add to your mindset tool belt. That's my goal. That's what I want, because I know that hearing this did that for me. And I want it to do that for you. I love y'all so much. If you've listened to this point in the episode, you are a real one. Thank you for being here. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. And I will talk to you again next week with a brand new episode. Bye.